FFA Day on the Hill. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Whereas FFA in Idaho is in its 92nd year with 5,271 members and 96 chapters, with the goal of developing leaders for the state of Idaho and the world in and beyond the scope of agriculture.
Governor Brad Little made a proclamation declaring Future Farmers of America Week in Idaho for next month, as hundreds of FFA students with their iconic blue jackets came to Boise from all over Idaho to attend the annual Santa Rosa Day on the Hill luncheon.
Join me in this special observance, signed Brad Little, Governor of the State of Idaho.
I don't think I've missed one since I've been in the legislature. It's one of my favorite things, seeing all the blue jackets, the enthusiasm of the youth, and just the professionalism that they have at such a young age.
The purpose of this is for all these students to come together, get with these legislators, representatives, kind of get to know what they're doing, you know, how they're advocating for them here at the Capitol. And I think it's so important that they're able to become familiar with maybe who their representatives are, their senators, stuff like that. I never had this opportunity as a member, so actually as state president, this is my first time here, and it's just awesome. Especially coming out of COVID, you know, all of our members are together again.
That was Caden Driggs, FFA state president. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.